China usually does not have any export restrictions on its weapons, other than for the high end, for the top products like the J-20 stealth fighter, which is not on the shopping list of the African countries anyway. They deliver relatively high quality at a quite cheap price. And this is, of course, attractive for their African partners. And the Chinese don't ask how the weapons will be used. So the Chinese security assistance, I would say, has three main objectives. The first one is to create revenues for the huge Chinese armament industry. The second one is to strengthen friendly governments without asking questions about democracy, human rights, or war crimes. And the third one is, and maybe the most important one, to create dependencies. Modern weapon systems need spares and maintenance, and also those are provided by China.
Historically, China has prioritized strong diplomatic relations and political ties with African states with an ideological aspiration anchored on the solidarity among the third world countries. However, since 2001, China's pursuit in the continent has rapidly expanded into the economic arena, focusing on Africa's rich natural resources to fuel China's domestic economic growth. What do you make of that?
China's grand strategy is to ensure domestic stability and to prevent another series of Tiananmen Square-like protests, and all this through sustained economic growth. China's economic growth needs first and foremost a huge amount of preferably cheap natural resources, and those resources are available in Africa. Therefore, exploiting Africa's resources is of vital importance for China. With respect to Africa, keeping especially the Indian subcontinent in mind, which dominates the Indian Ocean. Therefore, China seeks to establish also a permanent military presence in Africa and on the seaway to Africa. The opening of its base in Djibouti in 2017, just next to the American base in this country, the People's Liberation Army Navy established its first overseas base. And this was, I would say, only a first step in creating a network of bases to secure the sea lanes of communications to Africa and Chinese interests in Africa, including providing training capabilities to the Africans.
Some analysts say China's approach to Africa represents a fundamental challenge to U.S. interests in promoting democracy, good governance, and sustainable development in the African continent. Furthermore, China's engagement in Africa has profound geopolitical implications for the U.S. global strategy. How should the U.S. deal with the multi-pronged Chinese influence in Africa?
Well, at first, they should analyze the Chinese strategy and identify its strong and its weak points, and to counter and exploit them with their own strategy. Among the Chinese strengths, there are no political demands. They are providing a very good price-quality ratio. They are very quick in reaction to satisfy local requirements, while the West usually needs a long time until projects are approved. However, this is especially the case for European Union projects. US aid is much quicker, but still quite slow compared with the Chinese's. Weaknesses are, for example, that China usually does not create a large number of jobs, but brings on its own workforce. Or in other words, the local population usually does not benefit a lot from the Chinese presence on the ground. So what the US needs after analyzing strengths and weaknesses of the Chinese strategy is to develop its own sound strategy for the stabilization and for further development of Africa in cooperation with its global partners. I would say this must be a population-centric strategy, and it should focus at first on the multipliers of destabilization. And this includes to limit population growth. There is absolutely no way to nourish the population of Africa and to create a sufficient number of jobs if the demographic development in Africa proceeds as currently expected. This includes to achieve progress on environmental protection. Most of Africa's population is working in the agricultural sector. Arable land is destroyed every day. Energy demands in the future must be satisfied with green energy and not with coal and gas. It is necessary to minimize corruption. In some countries, foreign aid only produces new millionaires, and it is necessary to cultivate good governance. So altogether, all these are things China is not really interested in, but I would say the African people are.